Grace, peace, and mercy from our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. All of us just a few moments ago sung a rather stirring hymn, and the text that was read complements that hymn. And so this morning I'd like to very briefly share with you the words of meditation directed to the theme of let's give praise. That's what we really did, wasn't it, when we sang those six stanzas? And our text also tells us as to why we want to sing a new song and give praise unto our Lord. Because, as all of us know, for what this Lord whom we praise has done for us. So let's give praise as only humans can. Maybe you haven't thought about it too much, but only humans can really praise. And they usually praise with a purpose that often, too, perhaps we may not be too clear upon, and we may often forget it. But underneath our praise, or perhaps the lack of it, there is usually a purpose. And again, only humans can do that. We often praise our own creations, don't we? Look at the monuments. Look at the high and tall rising buildings. They're not just there for utilitarian purposes and pragmatic reasons, but they're also there to give praise to our own creation. You can start with the Statue of Liberty and perhaps move on to the Empire State Building and move right to the Midwest with the tallest building, the Sears Building. In many ways, they are perhaps in a latent manner, sort of, giving praise to the mightiness of our creation. We've read about that already in the Old Testament relative to the Tower of Babel. And only human beings, again, can do that. Look around yourself in the animal world and see whether they can give praise. Really not. They're incapable of it. It's just another way of seeing how God has made man higher than all the creatures around him, in that they're able to give praise. They may often misdirect it, to be sure, but praise, nevertheless, they do, and they will continue to do. Obviously, when we say, let's give praise, as we sung it in the hymn and as we heard it in the text, we don't want to praise our creation first and foremost, although that in itself is not necessarily always wrong. But we do want to give priority of praising our Creator rather than our creation. And that's really why you and I assemble in a building like this. And although even as we come into this, there is a lot of element here suggesting our praise toward our creation. This is not just some little thatched hut that one might find in some deserted area of geography. This building in itself portrays that we want to give praise not only to our Creator, but along with it, our creation. So let's give praise not only as humans can with a purpose, but also with meaning. Another very distinctive human quality over against the other creatures in this world is that man, what he makes, has meaning. And if he doesn't have or find meaning, he seems to become alienated and often given to despair. Perhaps in this complex age in which you and I live, the quest for meaning, and there have been titles by that name written by men who have written rather voluminous books, that man in a complicated, complex, technological society is searching and groping for meaning, which seems to be harder to find and grab a hold of perhaps than ever before, or because there are so many choices. So many different things that give different meanings. And when this becomes a problem, then often the praises that we want to give to our Lord and our Savior somehow become muted or tainted. We only as humans can sing and give praises with meaning that, of course, will vary perhaps with every one of us. I doubt if there's anyone here that could say we have an identical meaning relative to the praise that we give to our Lord and Savior. I'm sure it varies with each of us, given our experiences and given our many different likes and dislikes that we've had in life. So let's give praise with purpose and meaning. Not only because we need it, because that's also what sustains us. This becomes very evident when we look at the element of not only do humans praise, but humans must praise. The smallest little child is in need of praise and positive support. Well, we often don't call it praise, but that's really what it is. There's enough research available to show that if mankind or the average human being is going to develop a healthy self-concept, he needs a great deal of healthy praise. There's an old saying, treat a child like a devil and he'll surely become one. Treat him like a human being that is loved and honored by God through the Son, Jesus Christ, and you will create an entirely different self-concept. Children, small as they might be, will create and perform different activities, and they come to their mother and dad, and what do they want? They want some wholesome praise. God created us as human beings, separate, I believe, from other animals, not only in that we can give praise, but that we also must praise. Perhaps one of the hardest lessons for us to learn is in when we work with other human beings, that a very element of success often is to give appropriate and maybe very frequent praise. You've never really been told that, perhaps, but you can't work with other people very well or very long if you don't give praise or honor to whom honor is due. It seems to be a necessary requisite for adequate social life. But it also is for that personal element, as I alluded to it a little while ago, relative to a healthy development of a self-concept. When we give praise to God, we're in a sense perhaps rephrasing or paraphrasing what the New Testament says. We love Him because He first loved us. We praise Him because He first praised us through His Son, Jesus Christ. Again, abundant reason to give praise. That's how God made us, and that's how God wants us to continue in our daily life. Give adequate praise. You and I never do enough of it, not only to our God, but often to our fellow man, our fellow Christians. We need to build up the household of faith among us, and one good way of doing it is to wholesomely praise one another when we, for example, as Christians, try to reflect the love that He has instilled in us. So go home today and complete the rest of the day remembering that we are creatures who are designed, created to give praise. Praise to our fellow men, praise to ourselves, but most of all, praise to our Lord, not only for His having made us, but also for His having given us and promised us eternal life, where someday we shall praise in a manner that none of us can really conceive of at the moment. And for that, let's too give Him praise. May our gracious God, who loved us and gave Himself for us, continually to move us to sing and give Him praise. Amen. May the peace of God, which surpasses all human understanding, keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus unto life everlasting. Amen.